Okay, today we're going to talk about how do I start homeschool assuming my child has already started in the government schools. So, I just have been looking at these Facebook groups and I see so many pitiful questions that I couldn't help but answer them, and I see so many that are of the same kind. So, I'm going to tell you now in this way, and I apologize to my other listeners. I said I was going to do after health, I was going to do how to tell what was true, thinking skills, and I will get to that, but I'm interrupting myself to answer these homeschool moms. Let me say here just real quick that I do have now a whole process, a good protocol to go through to be sure that you can address your children's problem. 12 episodes with lots of bonuses at greatshalom.org. Just look for the menu that says shop. Also have a book called Learn at Home for Great Shalom. It's soup to nuts to figure out what your specific child needs and what method to deliver, what content. It's mostly about your child's needs and the methods, and you should go through all of that before you choose a curriculum. Don't just go replicate public or Christian school. Do not do that. Do not just go and get the curriculum that worked for somebody else. Find out what your child needs and what delivery method works for them, and then you can go shopping. Learn at Home for Great Shalom. You can go to the website and click through, or you can go directly to, I think it's at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. And you can get it either in electronic or paperback format. They'll print it and send it to you. Okay, so how do I start homeschooling? Okay, well, first, okay, so go to the website at www.overcominglearningproblems.org, and you will find that I have a homeschooling product there, but I'm not sure that I address the start quite so specifically as I'm going to do today. And there is when reading gets rocky, which is about how to teach reading and math to start with. So I truly recommend both of those products. And if you're having problems with quote unquote learning disabilities, I don't like to call them disabilities because that sounds like a death knell. I want to say problems because problems can be solved. I have a whole enchilada of mom level protocol, which I very much recommend. Of course, you could hire me for a consultation. For that, go to www.orgstrat.net, organizational strategies, www.orgstrat, because I do teacher training and do a director coaching, administrator, and business consulting too. So how do I start homeschooling if my child is enrolled in government schools? Well, first off, do a little study. Every state and country is different. In Texas, we have a right to privately educate our children, and in some countries, it's illegal. So you have to know what the laws are. And I would certainly recommend, if you live in a country where it's illegal, that you must either satisfy yourself with private education and work as an engaged citizen to change that, or move. Okay. And this point in time, I don't think you have an option of keeping your children in government schools for safety reasons, let alone educational reasons. Okay, so first you need to know what the rules are so that you can comply with those. You need to study your child and study what's available. Today there are many choices, hallelujah, and you're going to want to have a plan in place. Not so much for your child as for the authorities, so you feel safe. And in the United States, there's two organizations that I would recommend that you join, at least one of them. One is Texas Homeschool Coalition, and the other is HSLDA, Homeschool Legal Defense Association. So join one of those so that you'll be backed up. All right. Have some idea what you're going to do. And for that, I don't think there is a book similar to my Learn at Home for Great Shalom. It takes you through chapter by chapter all the things that you're going to want to teach your children, which is greater than simply the sum of what's taught in a government school. And think about your children's specific needs and the specific delivery mechanisms. Once you've thought through that, then choosing your curriculum will be much easier. And most parents want to buy a curriculum to follow. And you know your skills. I would not take it that way. I made my own curriculum, but I was quite confident to do that. So, for instance, I'm pausing here because I'm hoping that I don't forget what I was going to say before. But anyway, for instance, I knew the history courses that my daughter needed to be similar to the public school. And what I did was, and I knew the kind of English that she needed for college. So what I did was I took the history textbook. Today I wouldn't take a government adopted textbook, but that's what I did at the time. Textbook, and then I took my college anthology of literature, and so we read literature from that time period, and then I innovated my own English assignments, so she had writing assignments. Had a grammar textbook, and we studied study skills, because she was never given that, which I think educators should have been tried for malpractice. But anyway, here she was high school when I started homeschooling her. And so, at her request, and I fully agreed, because we were not getting what was appropriate. Anyway, so we did study skills Monday, but for the rest of the days, we had a unit study. So we were, you know, studying this time in history. So I had to read to her the history and then read to her the literature, and then she would dictate to me her papers. And at the same time, she was in the Scottish Rite language retraining. Anyway, by the end of 2 years, she was reading at grade 13 level, and everything was wonderful. But the school system had just failed her dramatically. So that's what I did. I did unit studies. And then she was ahead in math, so I bought her Saxon math. She could do that basically on her own until she surpassed that, and I hired somebody to teach her calculus. So she did trig pretty much on her own with some videos. So that's what I did. But that's launching into the curriculum, which maybe was a little off track. Okay, so Learn at Home for Great Shalom. Oh, one thing I wanted to be sure and say is that many parents today are just thinking they can get curriculum online. The public school puts curriculum online for free. Don't take it, for two reasons. One, if the curriculum were any good in public school, we wouldn't be homeschooling our children. Two, online delivery is not as good. And we have had scientific studies that showed that since the 60s. reading comprehension is not as good off of radiant source as it is off of a reflective source, meaning you retain more when you read a book. And when I started reading Joseph Chilton Pierce's book, Evolution's End, and all of Joseph Chilton Pierce's books, I started checking with programmers, and they say, oh yeah, I learn how to program. I learn a new program by reading the manual on paper. I use the computer only to program, to actually type. I don't try to learn. No, these are professional programmers who are telling me this, right? And I saw as a college instructor that when we had course designers, quote unquote, meaning they were putting stuff online, it was always dumbed down. It was always dumbed down considerably. Now, about the time I stopped teaching, the publishing houses were putting their books, the college level books, online, and that was superior because you could have a lot of attendant resources. There could be a lot of clicking around. But I wonder how much really there is retention. I found my poor students who thought, well, they could get a free one online. If they were engaged and really trying to learn, they would always stop that and buy a textbook. And sometimes there was a textbook option that was just black and white on regular paper, so that was $35. And then the textbook that was clay paper and full color, that was $100. So my poor students would go for the $35 ones. But if they were trying to learn, they would abandon the online free version. So the fact that people like Pearson don't want to publish textbooks anymore, there is several downsides to that. One is that the parents can't check what the kids are learning. Two, there continues to be the problem of retention of reading. And three, then you can't buy used textbooks. So it's going to be a money bonanza for them. All right. So I hope that's helpful to you, that this is not a good educational option. You need better stuff, right? Don't use the government's online. For heaven's sakes, don't do that. That's not homeschooling. And in fact, there are some private schools who will offer online learning. Okay, maybe. But really, you need books. You have got to have books for your child. Now, when COVID hit, I was teaching at the community college level, and I was already using Blackboard, which is a software learning management system. So it wasn't all of the notes of my lectures were up. I had a lot of slides up. So just putting a lecture there or having an online chat, I already used to Zoom. That was easy for me. So for me, it was a very easy switchover. Question was the classroom conversation the same over Zoom as it was in a classroom? The answer is absolutely not. Classroom conversations are better. But online virtual is at least something. Now, Epoch Times has reported, by the way, that Zoom is affiliated with the CCP. I'm not telling you this. I'm telling you Epoch Times has reported it. I've seen it in their paper twice. And also, there are reports that Chinese are using AI to track children's emotions in the classroom so that they'll be able to, probably not sell, but probably control them. That's going on in American classrooms, I'm hearing. I can't believe that, except a lot of unbelievable things have happened. So anyway, recommend. So you may have a private school that has online lectures, and that might not be terrible, but don't consider that homeschooling. That's schooling in a school. And private schools, and that may be an option for some people. But You're much better off with books. Until you get to the level where you feel like you can't teach them and you need a teacher. Okay. But there are what I'm going to call One Day Academy, because that's the company name that's used in my metro area. There are schools for homeschoolers and whatever, so you can have face-to-face instruction, private instruction, tutoring, whatever. Okay, so you're going to have some plan, and then you're going to withdraw your children officially. You're going to withdraw your children officially, because if they're enrolled in school and they don't show up for school, then there's going to be an assumption that they're truant. And it's an offense to have truant children, and you don't want to get along those lines. So you will want to officially withdraw them. And you should consult your attorney. And you have an attorney because you already joined HSLDA or Texas Homeschool Coalition. But generally, what you do is you write a letter. They're going to try to get you to come in. There is no need to come in. If you are forced to come in, go in with your husband. If you don't have a husband, get a friend from church who is a professional of some sort, a lawyer, a social worker, preferably a male. That's my experience. They're going to treat you with a lot more respect. Because, by the way, it's not illegal to lie. It's not illegal to intimidate. And I have seen a gamut of bad behavior from the public school. If they were keeping your child safe and educating them well and acting reasonably, then you wouldn't be taking your child out of school. So they need to be withdrawn officially, and they need to be told, we are choosing to privately educate our children. Say these words, we are choosing to privately educate our children, because there'll be less argumentation for that. In Texas, homeschool is privately educating children, and I don't know any other way that it could be any other place. So that's what I'm going to recommend. But I'm not an attorney, and I'm not in your location, so consult an attorney who knows about your location. Okay? And then start implementing your plan. But do it with gentleness, with love, and with firmness. So some of this depends next on your child's viewpoint. In my case, my child was lobbying me for homeschooling. So we didn't have any problems. We just sat down and were shocked to discover how much she could get done in 3 hours. She could get done more in 3 hours than she could in a whole day at school, because there's so much wasted time that's classroom management in school. And so she worked a school day, and then she didn't have any more work because she had already exceeded expectations. And so she had a life finally. I was much healthier, much better mental health too, because she had some time off, which she had not had before. But you may have a boy who thinks, okay, now it's playtime, so maybe you need to give him a few days off and then get into a schedule. Maybe you have a child who's traumatized, okay? Maybe you need to do some field trips and, you know, a little bit at a time. But you know, by observation of your child, okay? It's great to get in homeschool groups. Lots of ideas and support are shared. Mom probably needs some support. And the children may need some social outlet, you know, so play dates are good, and field trips together are great, and playground time, which you will have to supervise, but until you get to know the kiddos and the parents. But you'll love it because you'll want to talk to the parents. So that's how to start homeschooling your children if they've already been in government school. I want to get into your hands my book, Learn at Home for Great Shalom. Yes, it was written for homeschooling parents, but really it is written for all parents because all parents are responsible for their children's education. And that doesn't mean just reading, writing, and arithmetic, which is what our public schools were originally intended to teach, but we are responsible for teaching our whole child. And this book will help you address all of the needs of your children. It will help you make decisions about special needs. It will help you make decisions about which curriculum. It's an overall soup to nuts book. Learn at home for great shalom. Come to the website www.greatshalom.org, greatshalom.org. Get this book. So to recap, do some studying, know the laws, have a plan, have an attorney, officially withdraw, allow for some decompression and healing time, and then have some connections, and then finally have fun. I know you will enjoy it. For us, it was a world better. We will never go back. We learned so very much, and I'm continuing to learn. I'm continuing to learn how much better it is for the family, not just academically, how much better it is for all different kinds of students, not just students with learning problems who are failed almost uniformly by the system. But oh, it was fun. It was fun for us, and I know it will be for you. Many blessings to you on your journey. Now, I know that many of you are asking, what curriculum? And we're going to talk about that, but I did say a few things about that. Somehow, parents continue to be brainwashed, and why wouldn't they be? All they've known is this system, which is unusual in the history of the world, but anyway, and so they just think, oh, if I can just get the curriculum, and then it will be set. And so often they choose what is least expensive and the worst. And then others are very concerned about, at what age group, what level? Well, we will address that with testing next time. So be sure and get next week's episode. And then, of course, many families are concerned that this will create a lot of conflict. For us, it was a lot less conflictual, but you will want to teach time management and self-management. And so as your children get older, they're going to be more self-directed. We have conflict in our society because we don't transition children into adulthood properly, or sometimes at all. So your younger children are more compliant because their skill set is limited and they know they're going to comply with the adults. But as your children age, they need to be more self-directed. So you plan with them their vocational goals and their academic path to get there. And you teach them how to manage their time and hold them accountable. And so there's no conflict. They just do it, which is very much different from what goes on in schools. Okay. All right. We'll see you next week. Many blessings to you.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come.
Let me say here just real quick that I do have now a whole process, a good protocol to go through to be sure that you can address your children's problem. 12 episodes with lots of bonuses at greatshalom.org. Just look for the menu that says shop. Also, I have a book Call Learn at Home for Great Shalom. It's soup to nuts to figure out what your specific child needs and what method to deliver what content. It's mostly about your child's needs and the methods, and you should go through all of that before you choose a curriculum. Don't just go replicate public or Christian school. Do not do that. Do not just go and get the curriculum that worked for somebody else. Find out what your child needs and what delivery method works for them, and then you can go shopping. Learn at Home for Great Shalom. You can go to the website and click through, or you can go directly to, I think it's at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. And you can get it either in electronic or paperback format. They'll print it and send it to you.
God wants you healed. That's right. Forget about why God may not want you healed. He does want you healed, well and healthy. And in Sharon Sarles' new book, God Wants You Healed, she shows you this from a biblical perspective. This new book is available now and can be obtained in either a downloadable format or in hard copy at www.greatshalom.org. That's www.greatshalom.org. And remember, God wants you healed.
I want to get into your hands my set on dangerous times, Bible wisdom for these perilous times for parents and educators. Have you heard what's going on in the schools? It's hard to believe. I know it's hard to believe, but it's all laid out in Scripture. God knew this time period, and it's stressful. I know it's scary. I know, but the Bible has good advice. I heard a more famous teacher teaching on this Bible passage, and I thought, this is exactly what my people need. This, because I unpacked all of this also for parents and educators. So go to the website at greatshalom.org, great like big G-R-E-A-T, shalom, S-H-A-L-O-M.org, or you can get there at overcominglearningproblems.org too, and go to the shop tab and check out. So it's 5 episodes. You can just download them. You don't have to wait for me to mail out the CDs anymore, and it's on sale right now. You need it. Get it for your friends who are teachers, your daughters who are parents, if you don't need it, because this is needed in this time. Hallelujah. And right now we decree a turnaround, a boomerang of evil off of our kids. We decree no more will Herod come to kill our babies. No more will Nebuchadnezzar come to take away our young people. We decree freedom and liberty based on the blood of Jesus and the liberty of Holy Spirit and the will of Almighty God, who is the final King of the universe. Amen. And the website is www.greatshalom.org, www.greatlikebigshalom, S-H-A-L-O-M. .org. Please visit us there. And this is Sharon Sarles proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.